Hello and welcome to Surfers on the Airwaves, the award-winning podcast about the Long Beach surfers. This is episode 1, and we're in the off-season between 2032 and 2033. The Long Beach surfers, this month, have made quite a few transactions on the free agent market. In a minor transaction on December 29th, 2032, the Long Beach Surfers signed Gabriel Molina, a corner outfielder, 25 years old. He was most recently with the Louisville Sluggers, and well, at 25 years old, I guess he was getting a little old for the Sluggers GM's taste. He's currently rated by the OOTP Scouting Association as a 5'6", 5'6", 6'6", right-handed hitter. He can steal a few bags, and he plays up against left-handers a little bit, which is something that the surfers have been missing in their outfield, especially at left field, for the past couple of seasons. So we'll see how much time he gets in the BBA this season, but certainly doesn't hurt for the surfers to add a right-handed bat to their lineup. Also on December 29th, the Surfers signed center fielder James Cunningham, a 30-year-old, to a 3-year, $14 million deal. Cunningham is a very good center fielder, but is rather mediocre with the bat, currently rated 5'5", 6'3", 7". He was most recently with the San Antonio Ball Club, where he put up a not so nice OPS plus of 69 this past season. The Surfers clearly here are just looking to add to their center field depth and add another right-handed bat to the lineup or the bench, as they did with Gabriel Molina. We've got one more hitter to talk about as far as free agent signings for the Surfers go. On December 31st, the Surfers signed Attilio Ciabra to a 2-year, well, actually it's more like a 1-year deal. It's $7,830,000 for year one with a vesting option for $9.8 million in 2034. Ciabra was most recently and really spent his entire career with the Seattle Storm. He was a 5.5 win player in 2031, but dropped off significantly, worth just 0.1 WAR in 2032 with his 218, 304, 397 line. He's a right-handed hitter. His best position is left field, where he's a rated a 9. He can also play a little bit in center and is pretty good in right field. One of the things that probably really encouraged the Surfers to make this signing was his utility. He's well-rated at first base, third base, and he could probably hold his own for a game or two at shortstop. We imagine the Surfers will work him out at second base during spring training, and while he's not going to make the most contact out of anyone, he's still rated 9 in the power department and should be able to be a good addition to the Surfers lineup that has led the league in home runs in recent years and is well known to be a team that likes to construct their lineup around power. Moving on to the pitching, they signed free agent Kenny Hill on December 31st to a 1-year, $1.6 million contract. Kenny really fits in with the mold of Surfers pitchers with 8 stuff, 8 movement, and 5 control. He's an extreme ground baller. The Surfers have not been shy about their desire to create a staff full of pitchers whose movement is no lower than 8. In fact, if you look at their 40-man roster, the majority of their pitchers are rated 8 movement or better, and there's not a single pitcher on the 40-man roster with either rating or potential rating of movement below 7. Hill has spent most of his career with the Brooklyn Robins. Last year in 2031, he was with the Omaha Barn. Actually, not last year, was 2032, where he was with Calgary. The year before, he was with Omaha. And he's been about league average. as far as ERA goes. So, besides a league average ERA, he's been very good at limiting the home runs, which is really what Long Beach is after these days, with the 0.2 home runs per nine last year over 39 innings pitched. As you may know, the Rule 5 draft occurred on December 16th of this past year, and the Surfers drafted one player. They drafted Rodrigo Calderon from the Yellow Springs 9. He's a relief pitcher, and as you might guess, his movement is rated as an 8 by the OOTP Scouting Association. However, he doesn't really fit the mold of a Surfers pitcher in one respect. His control is rated 2, and scouts don't really expect it to get any better. Last year in AAA at Flagstaff for the Yellow Springs 9, he had a 2.74 ERA, which was really rather excellent, good for a 160 ERA plus relative to the league. However, 7.7 walks per 9 is not really that great. So the Surfers are certainly going to look for him to get a lot of ground balls to erase the walks that he is sure to allow if he is to stick on the Surfers roster for the entire season, as he would have to, being a Rule 5 draft pick, lest the Surfers sell him back to the Yellow Springs 9. Let's move now to a pitcher who's been on the Long Beach roster for his entire career, and who was a scouting discovery way back in 2022, a man by the name of Jose Lozano. Lozano is 27 years old now, and he was really quite a star just a few years ago. He put up 4.4 WAR in the Surfers' 2029 championship season, and had an injury the following year, and a little bit of injuries the year after that. And in 2032, he pitched a grand total of 3 innings. It's become a rather unfortunate story. Since 2030, where he suffered his first serious arm injury as a rotator cuff, and he was out for 2 months in 2030. And that was followed up by some knee problems in 2031, where he worked really hard, and that happened in the middle of the season, and he actually came back to pitch in the playoffs in 2031, despite a torn meniscus in his knee. Really gutted it out, really impressive performances. And the organization and Lozano were really looking forward to coming back in 2032 and regaining that form that he had in 2029 and reestablishing himself as one of the top pitchers in the BBA. However, at the end of March, he suffered a hamstring strain that put him out for a couple of weeks, missed the beginning of the season, and then in his first start back in early May, he tore his flexor tendon in his elbow, which the team reports is got a 12 to 13 month recovery time, which just not only devastating to the Surfers and the Surfers pitching staff for the 2032 season after, trading away some starters in the offseason in anticipating an overload of starters, to lose a guy that was, if not their ace, obviously not their ace because they've got Jimmy Greenwood, but a solid number two, number three starter for essentially a year. And as we stand right now in January 2033, he's still got 4 to 5 months of recovery to go. So the Surfers would be happy to have him back by the All-Star break, most likely. Moving now to another injured pitcher on the Surfers roster is Rafael Castro, who is a left-hander, 35 years old, another guy who's got just some excellent movement on his sinker and his slider. He's rated 7-8-4, and he just gets ground balls all day. Unfortunately, he was injured. So, besides a league average ERA, he's been very good at limiting the home runs, which is really what Long Beach is after these days, with the 0.2 home runs per nine last year over 39 innings pitched. As you may know, the Rule 5 draft occurred on December 16th of this past year, and the Surfers drafted one player. They drafted Rodrigo Calderon from the Yellow Springs Nine. He's a relief pitcher, and as you might guess, his movement is rated as an 8 by the OOTP Scouting Association. However, he doesn't really fit the mold of a Surfers pitcher in one respect. His control is rated 2, and scouts don't really expect it to get any better. Last year in AAA at Flagstaff for the Yellow Springs Nine, he had a 2.74 ERA, which was really rather excellent, good for a 160 ERA plus relative to the league. However, 7.7 walks per nine is not really that great. So the Surfers are certainly going to look for him to get a lot of ground balls to erase the walks that he is sure to allow if he is to stick on the Surfers roster for the entire season, as he would have to, being a Rule 5 draft pick, lest the Surfers sell him back to the Yellow Springs Nine. Let's move now to a pitcher who's been on the Long Beach roster for his entire career, and who was a scouting discovery way back in 2022, a man by the name of Jose Lozano. Lozano is 27 years old now, and he was really quite a star just a few years ago. He put up 4.4 WAR in the Surfers' 2029 championship season, and had an injury the following year, and a little bit of injuries the year after that. And in 2032, he pitched a grand total of 3 innings. It's become a rather unfortunate story. Since 2030, where he suffered his first serious arm injury as a rotator cuff, and he was out for 2 months in 2030. And that was followed up by some knee problems in 2031, where he worked really hard, and that happened in the middle of the season, and he actually came back to pitch in the playoffs in 2031. Despite a torn meniscus in his knee, really gutted it out. Really impressive performances, and the organization and Lozano were really looking forward to coming back in 2032 and regaining that form that he had in 2029 and reestablishing himself as one of the top pitchers in the BBA. However, at the end of March, he suffered a hamstring strain that put him out for a couple of weeks, missed the beginning of the season, and then in his first start back in early May, he tore his flexor tendon in his elbow, which the team reports is got a 12 to 13-month recovery time, which just not only devastating to the Surfers and the Surfers pitching staff for the 2032 season, after trading away some starters in the offseason and in anticipating an overload of starters, to lose a guy that was, if not their ace, I mean, obviously not their ace because they've got Jimmy Greenwood, but a solid number two, number three starter for essentially a year. And as we stand right now in January 2033, he's still got 4 to 5 months of recovery to go. So the Surfers would be happy to have him back by the All-Star break, most likely. Moving now to another injured pitcher on the Surfers roster is Rafael Castro, who is a left-hander, 35 years old, another guy who's got just some excellent movement on his sinker and his slider. He's rated 7.84, and he just gets ground balls all day. Unfortunately, he was injured in the middle of this past year, a torn labrum, and he's got about 3 months to go on that. So he's looking a little more likely for opening day 2033, but it really is rather unfortunate that he missed the playoffs. The Surfers really could have used his left-handed arm in the series, in the Gohegan round against the Sluggers. As I said, he's on track to return by opening day 2033, and he should really be a strong left-handed specialist out of the bullpen and a good value at $1.4 million in his final year of arbitration. I mentioned Jimmy Greenwood a bit, and I would re be remiss to end this podcast without mentioning Jimmy and just giving a couple of minutes to him. He's 27 years old now, and was a number one prospect at the time of his trade from Havana. That was all the way back in 2026. And this guy has just been just on the precipice of stardom, basically since his debut in 2028, where he pitched 8 innings for the then Tucson Cactus. And those innings didn't go very well. But he came back in 2029. He came back to the bigs about midway through the year, and he hasn't been down since. And he contributed to their championship run in 29, and he's really just gotten better every year. This past season was just stellar. 2032, 3.34 ERA over 207 innings pitched. If you can believe it, he only walked 12 batters the entire year over those 207 innings. It's just outstanding. The scouts all agree he has got absolutely the best control in the BBA, bar none. He's just outrageous. The thing that's been holding him back, as everyone knows, is the changeup. He's got a good fastball. He sits 93 to 95. He's got just a devastating curveball. Scouts rate it 10 out of 10. And just that third pitch, he's had a below average curve changeup for his entire career so far. And just in the past couple of years, the scouts have been talking about it's getting better, it's getting better. And right now, the scouts are calling it 5 out of 11, so it's really kind of at that average, league average kind of level where it's not just a show me pitch, or it's not just a pitch that is there and maybe not so useful. But now it's approaching that range where it's doesn't look like it'll ever be a devastating put away pitch like his curveball is, but it's improving, and that really could make all the difference as he continues his career and looks to improve on what was a five plus WAR season in 2032. Well, with that, I think that's going to wrap up this first episode of Surfers on the Airwaves, the podcast about the BBA's Long Beach Surfers. We don't have a sponsor yet, but this episode was brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company and Kirkland Signature Spiced Rum. If you're interested in sponsoring this podcast, please reach out. Until next time, go Surfers!